Chapter 88. That's what I call pretty and workmanlike. He's quite a picture now. But, brother, just a word with you now that he's ready trust, as one may say, wouldn't it be better for all parties, if we was to work him off? It would read uncommon well in the newspapers, it would indeed. The public would think a great deal more on us. Hugh, inferring what his companion meant, rather from his gestures than his technical mode of expressing himself, to which, as he was ignorant of his calling, he wanted the clue, rejected this proposition for the second time, and gave the word forward. Which was echoed by 100 voices from without. To the warren. Shouted Dennis as he ran out, followed by the rest. A witness's house, my lads. A loud yell followed, and the whole throng hurried off, mad for pillage and destruction. Hugh lingered behind for a few moments, to stimulate himself with more drink, and to set all the taps running, a few of which had accidentally been spared. Then, glancing round the despoiled and plundered room, through whose shattered window the rioters had thrust the maypole itself, for even that had been sawn down, lighted a torch, clapped the mute and motionless John Willet on the back, and waving his light above his head, and uttering a fierce shout, hastened after his companions. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.